Hey guys, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Two Truths and a Lie. Today's episode's going to be a little rough. So trigger warning here. I know I'm not showing video. You're just listening to things, but I've been watching videos and I'm gutted. So I can imagine hearing this stuff is going to be rough. So trigger warning for sure. You don't need to have this on with kids in the room. And if you're someone who thinks that everyone who follows the money trail is a conspiracy theorist, get the fuck off my podcast. Seriously. Because we're calling out some bullshit right now. Two truths and a lie. Today's topics. We funded the Israeli attack. Hamas went after Israel today. And that's our dime. The price to your entry in America when you are illegally crossing over from another country is one child. And Biden is building a wall. So we'll go ahead and call out the lie. And here's the thing. It is not completely a lie. It's not completely a lie. If you do an internet search and find video, current video of what's happening at the border right now, okay? Not the shit that's not being shown, not the stuff that is edited. I mean, for fuck's sake, you guys, if you go and Google any news, the first things that they're fucking talking about, it's like celebrity news and shit, okay? Do we give a fuck? Yes, we do. Because I see you bitches. I see you on the forums. I see you commenting. I see you liking the posts. We do not give a fuck about Hollywood right now. We do not give a fuck, okay? Repeat after me. We do not give a fuck about Hollywood right now. It is a half lie that the price is a child, okay? Because at that border, you've got single men, 30 to 40 year old single ass men with drugged up kids coming across, and no one can do shit about it. No one is doing shit about it. Can we do shit about it? Fuck yes, we can. How do we do that? We the people. How do we do that? This is not okay. Grown ass men at the border bringing kids across. Is that the price? Because I don't see any other reason. Okay, except for the conversations we're going to have tonight, why it's okay to just open the gates and let anybody in the country without any proper vetting. It is not okay. And if you look at these videos, it's not families coming through. It's these single ass men. And how long have we had the borders open? Okay, let's start putting the pieces together. My next comment, this is true. We funded the Israeli attack. The Hamas is funded by Iran. You know, our sweet, sweet Joe Biden, that sweet old man that people love so much. I mean, wasn't he the president who got the most votes ever in an election? Biden went ahead and gave them $6 billion. We didn't know this was going to happen, right? They didn't know. That's why the borders have been open, because I'm sure the logical thing for us to do right now is to protect Israel. If there's going to be a war between savages and critical thinking people, calm people, who do we protect? Not the fucking savages. And my next truth is Biden is building a wall. He sure the fuck is. So buckle up, Buttercup. This conversation's going to be nasty. It isn't going to make you feel good. And that's what I want. I'm tired of everybody. This is what's wrong with America right now, is no one is uncomfortable. You're not uncomfortable because you're in your nice home with your cozy family. You don't have to do shit. You don't even want to look for the truth, because why? It's not touching you. Not yet. Not yet. Do you think that there's not people planted in America to start shit when we go to war? When we protect our Israeli friends, do you think there's not people planted here that have come across the border? It's never been families jumping over that wall, you guys. It is not families coming over here illegally. There is strategy behind this. And why the fuck did we give that much money to Iran. Make it make sense. And the weapons they're using, courtesy of the United fucking States. This is not okay. I have this. There's a Bible verse that says, do what is just and right. And I have to read it to you. We have to find it. I have to read it to you because I feel like so many people, there is a place in the Bible where it says to turn the other cheek. But if you guys have read the New Testament, okay, it's time to go New Testament on people, because at the end of the day, we should be protecting people that need protection. Jeremiah 22:3, and this is from the New International Version, in case you're like, why isn't she speaking all crazy? This is what the Lord says. Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor, the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. Let me just tell you guys what the fuck is happening, okay? And you can find these videos yourself. I don't recommend it. I promise I don't. I watched it for you guys. I spent some time, you know, feeling that emotion and releasing the energy. And I absolutely just ask God to come full force and sit with me through this conversation, because it's ugly. And it's hard not to be emotional, because I watched families in their houses slaughtered. They are laying in pools of blood, just lined up, slaughtered. They pulled people from cars and slaughtered all of them. They're parading people through streets, dead and alive. This is the shit that's happening right now. They need protection. Women, children. I just saw a video with a bunch of kids in a cage. I wonder who ordered that. Probably one of those tickets to America. I mean, how much is a whole cage full of kids going to get you? How many people can come across then? How many people are going to get some kickbacks for that? It's atrocious. It's heartbreaking. And I want you guys to wake the fuck up. This is not okay. This is not okay. We are talking good versus evil in this moment, that spiritual warfare. And I know it feels like we're kind of helpless, but we're not. We have to have these conversations. We have to have these conversations, because when you're out there trying to decide who should run our government, you should stop being so fucking clueless and following everything on the fucking news, all the media, all the bullshit. I'm done with that. No more snowflake shit. No more pretending this isn't happening because it wasn't on the news, or trying to say these people are crazy. That doesn't make any sense. They would never do that. Because they said they would never do that. My husband told me about a clip of our good old friend Hillary Clinton. She's not evil. That bitch has no soul. And I wonder, like, how do you justify that? How do you do that? You just give up. You have this conversation with the devil and you're like, all right, you give me all the money in the world and I will let go of my compassion. I will let go of my empathy. I will let go of my conscience. I will let go of anything that could make me a good human, and I will make other people pay for it. You know what this bitch said? She said that Trump supporters should go to camps, deprogramming camps. And if you follow these fucks and you think it's okay to say some shit like that and not really relay the message of who she is from that, you're fucking stupid. You're stupid. This is terrifying. I can't imagine. I mean, babies, you guys. I'm talking little kids. They have families held hostage. I don't know what's worse, like being held hostage and knowing that death is impending, or them just coming in and killing you instantly. It's almost a mercy. They're not being tortured, dragged through the streets, beat, kicked, sold for slavery. And that's it. I mean, The Quran says it. It's their law that they could take a woman for sex trading. That's their right. And they get rewarded for that. Are you listening now? Are you taking this serious? Because, bitch, don't take my word for it. I'm nobody. I just did some little internet searching. I don't know shit. I don't know shit. Biden is building a wall, you guys. That is true. It is true. You know why? Because they were losing funding. And also because his work is done, right? The people he needed here, the people that needed to be planted when all shit fucking breaks loose, they're planted. $6 billion, these people. You can't tell me that they didn't know. It's been the plan all along, set up a long time ago. They played the long game and we're fucking suckers because we fell for it. You motherfuckers that voted for them, you fell for it every time. You vote for greedy, pedophile, sick fucks. An angel loses its wings. That's the thing, right? But what's happening is a human dies. One's getting sold for sex trafficking, and the other one is just dead. So enjoy your breakfast, though. Your coffee, your tea, whatever you're going to do. No, I want you to talk to someone today, okay? Not to ruin their day, not to be like, oh my God, let's be depressed. There's no depression. I want you to get pissed off. Get pissed off. We're called to protect these people. Never get tired of doing what is good. I say, don't get afraid of going to Old Testament on some ass right there. Imagine them taking our guns, but how are you kidding me? All of our guns can be in a foreign country where they can kill as many people as they want. And literally, there are guns, okay? Anybody will tell you. We left all our shit in another country, all of it. I wonder why we did that. Was it the part of that long game? Was that part of the plan too? I don't know. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Don't take me serious. You guys, this is fucking crazy. The leader of Hamas, Ismail, I don't even know how to say his name. That fucker's alive. And he went on TV to tell everybody what was coming. He's out for blood. And this is my thing. Why the fuck is he still alive? How do we not, the minute they fucking attacked Israel, how come we did not have our guys in there hunting him down and blowing his face off? Why? Oh, because it's Biden's protecting him, I'm sure. Because why is he not dead? And you can't tell me that we've got military guys just sitting back, not wanting to have a piece of this guy. Let them go. This guy needs taken out yesterday. And I guarantee they knew what he was doing. They knew it was coming, okay? So why couldn't we just pretend, yeah, cool, we know it's coming, and then take him out? Because that's not part of the agenda. We have to get out from under this. And if we want to shift the mood, then I'll talk about some good news, because here's the deal. What I know to be true, Trump is a pompous ass, okay? I get that. He's cocky. He's outspoken. He has no filter. Not someone. No, today I would. Today, if I could have lunch with Trump, I would. Because he gives a fuck. And because if we were under Trump right now, this would not be happening. And we sure the fuck would not have given $6 billion to Iran so they could do this. We are allies with Israel. This is not okay. It is not okay. Anyway, so good news. Let's lighten the mood a little bit. Trump is supposed to be heading to DC early this week because he is seriously considering becoming speaker. Okay. And I can imagine that the Dems are going to have a fucking meltdown that no one in the world is going to be able to comprehend. Okay. They are going to shit because what would they do? Like, what the fuck would they do? They're about to lose their minds. And I'm fine with seeing some bitches screaming like they can't believe Orange Man Bad come back. No Orange Man Bad. Because Biden is so good to us. He's so fucking good to us. Who's having a great time? Raise your hand. Who's having a great time? You having fun? Why don't you guys come and do some grocery shopping for me this week and see what's happening? What's happening? See how you like it. No, bitch. None of us are having a great time. We're just not. It's fucked up. It is fucked up, okay? Proverbs 31:8. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. We are called. We're called for this. 100%. And we have everything we need inside of ourselves to be able to do this. And I get it because I know that God says never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in sight of all men, if possible, so far as it depends on you. Let me say this slowly, okay? If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. That means if it's possible, be at peace. Hamas is not here for a conversation, okay? They're not here for a sit down and a nice little chat. They're not talking about their feelings. They are killing anything and everything in front of them. And don't think that's not going to be you in your comfy little seat, okay? The government let them in before. Illegal warpath criminals. Need I remind you, 9/11, everybody makes it a holiday, but nobody has taken it serious. What really happened? Because that's conspiracy theory stuff. These guys were in a flight school. This is what my husband told me the other day. Because, you know, I knew it was bullshit. I knew it was a setup. These guys are in flight school and they don't want to learn how to land. So the FBI had been watching them, flag them forever. Because they knew. They probably funded them. They probably paid for their fucking flight school. That dirty money, that swamp money. The people behind the scenes pulling the strings that we're never going to fucking know. How disgusting is that? We're never going to know who they are. We're never going to know. But maybe if there's repercussions, maybe if these people are held accountable. All the truth in the world that Biden's a corrupt fuck and no investigations. No investigations. And then we have Trump. No proof. No rumors, just shit they're saying, and a billion investigations. Are your eyes open yet? I love you guys. I want to have a conversation. If you're like, you know what, you're full of shit, I would love to hear what you have to say. Because I know some of you bitches will explain it away. Because that fucking scriptwriter on MSM is so brilliant. Anyone could be eloquent with words. It's time to look at their actions. Look at what people are doing, or maybe what they're not doing. That says everything right fucking there. We could send billions and billions of dollars to other countries, but we can't help innocent people that are getting slaughtered. We can't save them. We have a whole fucking military. Guys that are just asking for someone to fuck around and find out. They have trained for this. They've left their families for this. They have sacrificed for this. Let them go. Why is their leader still alive? Follow the paper trail. You know, those bitches are saying that the money was never spent. The $6 billion. It's untouched. Do you see my air quotes? Untouched. They're already creating cover stories. Raise your hand if you believe them. Exactly. What is it? Like an hour ago, Biden and his people released a statement about still seeking to determine Iran's connection to the Israel attack. Are you kidding me right now? They're looking for the smoking gun. 100%. If you look at history, you guys, there is no denying that there is a history of Iran supporting Hamas. Always. Of course, Iran's in the picture. You want to find the smoking gun? Their leader's making blatant statements. And they know. They know. And they're going to deny it. There's no intelligence. There's no intelligence. Yeah, well, we know there's no intelligence. So maybe I'm wrong on that one. There probably is no intelligence connected to the Biden administration. So here we are. What a fucking mess. And what can we do? We can start having the conversations to wake people up. Can we please get a president who is going to fight for us? Can we please get a president who is going to keep the money in our fucking country? Can we keep a president who gives a shit about the United States and is not trying to fucking make everything in the world right now about protecting snowflakes, about their fucking sexual identity and their gender? We're fucking telling crazy ass people it's okay to be crazy. It's okay to be crazy. And we have to play their fucking game? No, the fuck we don't. We don't have to play a game with delusional ass people. I identify as. Come on. I love you guys. Get your shit together. And yeah, hug your babies extra hard. Because we are so fucking blessed right now. Greatest country in the world. 100%. Even with the shit president. You know why it's great? Because we the people, the government works for us. And the minute that we flip the script and we remember that, we start taking it serious when we put people in these seats. We start taking it serious when we get rid of people that shouldn't be there anymore. Fuck your politics. This is about your soul. This is your soul. And I'm telling you, you can't unhear what you hear. And I'm telling you right now, you have to choose. You have to choose. At some point, you have to get yourself involved in issues that fucking matter. It's like nothing happens until the shit's knocking on your door. By then, it's too late. So we have all these illegal immigrants who were probably trained for war, planted all over the United States with extra guns, extra funding, extra promises. And you know, most of these motherfuckers are on a suicide mission anyway, because they get a lot of stuff when they die if they're on a suicide mission, right? So we know they don't have any, they don't give a fuck about your life. They don't even give a fuck about their life. They're on to the next. They do not care. But they make it hard as fuck to get some guns, right? They want to take guns away so that all these guys, all these 30 to 40 year old men coming into our country illegally, no documents, no paperwork, no accountability, no paper trail, nothing. They get the weapons. They get the training. And we're what? What happens? Come on, you guys. I love you. Two truths and a lie. And it was a half lie because literally these guys are sex trafficking kids. One of the videos, I can't even watch it. I refuse to watch it. Literally assaulting a kid in line. Coming to cross the border, there's a grown-ass man assaulting a kid. Sexually. Nobody's doing shit. Some of the shit I can't watch. It's literally, I'll take the hearsay and you could call me out and say it's a lie because you could look for the video and see for yourself. But some of the shit I just can't look at. I still, like, I'm still horrified at the videos I've seen tonight of all the dead bodies. And this is, they're just, it's insane. House to house. They went house to house just killing people. Innocent ass people. That's like someone up the street gets all their friends together and they walk up the block and they just go in and out of houses fucking killing you and your family. Not okay. Biden has blood on his hands tonight. A lot of fucking blood on his hands. God have mercy on his soul. Never mind. No mercy. No mercy. And what I know to be true is that God will bring justice. Not in our time. Right now, he's given us the power to defend these people. We are the answered prayer. Yeah, is there a Navy ship en route? Is there? I did see video of a Navy ship cruising with their flag upside down. So, maybe there is. Do I think it should have been a lot faster and this guy should have died like a long time ago? Yes. But who am I to say? I mean, there's a lot of red tape, right? Is there? I don't know. All of a sudden, Biden can build the wall and he's not a racist. Anybody catch that one? Did you see that? Are we serious right now? No one's talking shit to him. No one's saying anything. Make it make sense, bitch. I don't even know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. I'm so glad I have another podcast to record because it's going to feel nice to just kind of change the energy. But I did my part today. I had the conversation. I'm willing to talk to you. If you want to have a conversation and not just, you know, a screaming match, I would love to know if you do support what our country is doing. If you do support that we gave $6 billion to Iran, if you do support that we left weapons, can you explain to me why that's okay to you? And if you voted for this shit, can you just reach out, message me? My shit's pretty fucking public. Go to Google. You'll see all the ways you can get in touch with me. Google Brandon Lynette. Go ham. Maybe you didn't vote at all. I don't think you should feel good about that either. Yeah, do I think the election was stolen? Bitch, we know I wear a tinfoil hat. We know I'm going to go against everything. So fuck yeah, it was. Biden was not the most voted for president in fucking history. No the fuck no. No. There's proof in the fuckery. We've seen it. That means more of us that are not doing anything have to start standing up. Policies, bitch. Policies. We're not voting on a person. We're not voting for cute old guy, says nice things. He can't even say a sentence. We're voting on policies, okay? Do you hear me? Policies. We desperately need God back in this country. Back in everything. You start by bringing him back with you right now. Is he present in your home? Get him there. Get your house right. And it starts with that foundation. He's first. That's your protection. That's your weapon. That's your safety. That's your justice. That is your lifeblood. Get right with him. And do the right thing. Have the conversation. Bring the awareness to all of your parents who are sitting there watching the news every night to get their dose of what's happening in America, because that's not what's happening in America. We don't care about Hollywood. Did you say that? Please stop giving them the front page. It's us. It's us letting them do this. We let the media do this. We the people. Take your power back. Godspeed, my friends.